Keith O'Connell was lying. Isaac Russell could tell. Surprised, he slowly lowered his fork while studying his brother-in-law's face. Keith wouldn't meet Isaac's eyes. He wouldn't look at Elizabeth either. And there were other signs, the way he hunched his shoulders and kept fidgeting with his hands, constantly moving through the stack of mail near the telephone, as if he hadn't gone through it twice already. The slowness of his responses, even the irritation in Keith's bearing bothered Isaac, because it indicated that he didn't like being questioned. And yet, the subject was so innocuous. From the sound of it, the accident was horrendous. Elizabeth seemed oblivious to her husband's discomfort as she added another pancake to Isaac's plate. I was surprised that you didn't mention it. Isaac was too full to eat anymore, but he said nothing. He waited for Keith's answer, hoping that he was somehow misinterpreting his brother-in-law's body language.
What?
Keith finally glanced up as though he'd lost track of the conversation in his preoccupation with the mail. But it was obvious, at least to Isaac, that every word had registered. That 45-car pileup in Sacramento, Elizabeth responded. You never said a word about it.
Oh, well, they had it mostly cleared away by the time I came through,
he said, his voice low and noncommittal. Isaac saw the confusion in Elizabeth's hazel eyes. Carrying her own plate to the table, she scowled at her husband. But the papers said it took the better part of a day before they could open the freeway. How did you get through? Traffic was stopped for miles. I saw a picture. Another strange silence, then he muttered,
It must have happened before I got there, honey.
Isaac was tempted to look away to avoid what he was seeing. If his sister was having problems in her marriage, he didn't want to know. He wanted to continue to believe she'd met the man of her dreams and would live happily ever after. But he couldn't ignore the warning signs. Elizabeth was his only sibling. He'd taken care of her through the dark years after their mother had died, when he was 14 and she was 11. They'd gone to live with their father and Luana, the woman he'd married, and Luana's son, Marty, who was younger and far more spoiled than they'd been. Isaac was the one who'd hurt for Elizabeth when the other girls made fun of her long, spindly legs and uncoordinated movements. He was the one who'd bought her tampons when she started her period and tried to explain how to use them. He was the one who'd gotten her a date for her sophomore homecoming dance. The following year, once she turned 16 and lost that coltish look, he didn't have to worry about twisting anyone's arm to generate male interest. The boys were standing in line by then. But that only meant he'd had to watch out for her in a whole new way. He'd always tried to protect her because of the fragility engendered by their childhood. According to the article I read, it happened just before your plane landed, Elizabeth said. You must have driven right into it. It's a miracle you weren't hurt. Keith dropped the letters he'd been holding, but he kept his eyes averted while he pulled on his overcoat and closed his briefcase.
I guess I was too preoccupied to pay any attention. He told her, you know how much stress I've been under.
Keith's response made Isaac even more uneasy. He liked his brother-in-law, who was a hard-working, sincere, honest guy. So what was going on with Keith today?
The fog was so thick no one could see a thing, Keith, Elizabeth said. 18 people died. How is it that you—
I'm telling you, it was the stress, he interrupted. And speaking of stress, I've got to go or I'll miss my plane.
He came forward to kiss her temple. She hesitated as though she was going to stand up and give him a proper send-off, but he didn't allow her the chance. He was working his way around the table, saying goodbye to the children.
Do you really have to leave so soon? 8-year-old Micah asked.
Every 2 weeks, babe. You know that.
The misery that entered her brown eyes seemed magnified by her glasses.
But the spelling bee is next Wednesday. I wanted you to come watch.
Finally showing a response that felt authentic to Isaac, Keith mussed her hair, which was the same dark blonde as his own.
I saw you beat your whole class, didn't I?
It's not over yet. Now I'm going up against the rest of the school.
I'm proud of you, honey, but you know how demanding my job is.
I hate your job, she grumbled.
Daddy's job is what puts food on this table, young lady, Elizabeth said.
Obviously, she was trying to teach Micah to give her father the proper respect, but Liz didn't look any happier about Keith's leaving than the children did. Isaac knew her husband's long absences were hard on her.